getting to Alaska by getting fired. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Patience is a virtue, and with a hunter or a fisherman, it's a must. That is what must make fishing and hunting guide Patrick Kissel a huge success. He's driven, but in a whatever kind of way, which is very refreshing. Anyway, take a listen to the way that this very active fly fishing guide found his way to Alaska.
So I started out down in Colorado, just out of college in summers. I lived out of my Jeep down there and actually got fired from a dude ranch. I'm not really sure why. I guess I do is because I would leave every day and fish when I probably should have been hanging out with guests. But it was an internship deal, and they fired me halfway through the summer. And so I went to that local fly shop that I had been going to and said, "Hey, man, I'm going to be in Colorado for another month. If you got any work for me, I'm all for it." You know, I was new to the sport, super into it. I fished every day I could, learned as much as I could, and then just kept coming back for the next two summers and then a full year. And then, you know, I'd wanted to get to Alaska for the hunting and for the guiding and the fishing. Just got lucky with a gig there on the Kenai River. I worked with Alaska Trout Fitters and worked up there for 2 years, and it was awesome. Alaska's great. Epic fishing. It's just incredible, wild.
Been there, agree. As many people say, America's last frontier. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.